Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show and T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, and you're looking at him live right here on YouTube and Twitch. Really bringing it here. Have the latest. And the latest is, it is a little 5 o'clock fire. And Clint, Kevin Durant is obviously the big story. It is great, Clint. And it has happened a few times since when we've been here. There have been some times where that has not been on the positive side of things. But other times, like this one, it is in a positive way of looking at it. And that is Houston meets the number one story in sports. And the number one story in sports right now is the Rockets trading for Kevin Durant and him coming here and them becoming a championship contender, so much so as they are second behind OKC to come out of the West. And Clint, on top of that, if you just missed it, or if you've missed the details of the trade, the Suns are trading two-time NBA Finals MVP Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in the draft coming up on Wednesday, and 5 second-round picks. Now, additionally, what has come out today, according to Shams Charania of ESPN, Clint, is Kevin Durant appears to be open to taking less than a max on his upcoming extension with the Rockets. So there was a wonder, Clint. He's on only one year under contract. Will there be an extension? Obviously, I don't think the Rockets are giving this stuff up without for just one season. So there's going to be an extension. And within that, Kevin Durant is open to taking less. Durant wants to end his career in Houston with a championship, and he knows what the apron limitations bring on potential title contenders. So that is the absolute latest coming from Durant. And it looks like to try to help either add to the team immediately, or obvious they have some things coming down the line, like Amen Thompson, like Jabari Smith, potential guys they may need to pay. He is open to taking less so they can continue to do what they need to do to win a championship.
Yeah, and in my opinion, look, the stars are aligning for the Houston Rockets. We've been talking about it for several years now. Get 2 through 8 in order, and then when a superstar is available, when the timing's right, you go make whichever move you've got to make to bring one of those superstars in that makes you a contender. Now, I'm not going to get on this high horse and talk about how all of a sudden that Vegas having them as the second best odds coming out of the West. I don't know that I'm there with just this move right here with KD, but I know the Rockets got significantly better than last time we saw them on the floor when they made this move for Kevin Durant. And everything that Kevin Durant, that somebody could possibly say Kevin Durant brings to the table from a negative perspective, Ime Udoka gives me confidence that this team can overcome anything that may be real. I don't know what is and what isn't real. I've never covered KD on a day-to-day basis. But I got a lot of confidence in what Ime Udoka has built, chemistry, the culture, the foundation, the standard that's set. Like, I've got probably more confidence than I should, but I've got a ton of confidence that Ime Udoka is all the alpha leader that you need, and he's already instilled what he wants his team to look like, and I don't think KD threatens that at all. In terms of the extension, he's saying the things that you want your superstars to say. If you're going to sign a 36-year-old superstar, you want that guy's mindset to be, hey, if I got to give up a little bit of money to get another player in here or to retain players over the next 3 years, that gives me a better chance to elevate a city and an organization to a championship. That is what you want your superstar saying. So, hell, I liked it before Durant said that, and I like it the more we hear from him.
They're second in the NBA to win the championship.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm there.
I mean,
they're above the Celtics, Knicks, and Cavs.
I mean, Celtics are dealing without Jason Tatum.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know, man. I like what's going on in Houston. I think they're going to be really good.
But hold on, what's holding you? I mean, we could talk about this a lot, obviously. What white right? God, why does right always turn to white for me?
I mean, I'm okay with it. I was picking up what she's putting down.
That's what the whites used to do.
What about right now that is kind of, and I'm not saying you're wrong for that, but I think
the KD trade makes a lot of sense and checks a lot of boxes in a sense of what this team needed to improve off of last year. I in order for them to truly contend for a championship, like, Amen Thompson has to be a better, more well-rounded player, especially now with no Jalen Green. He's going to be expected to do more and maybe expand his game a bit. Like, you can't wait 2 years to do that. You know, I don't know. I think a lot of this year's success came from a Fred VanVleet that all of a sudden was incredible down the stretch. I mean, Fred VanVleet wouldn't have shot his eyes out.
He would have gone home sooner.
I mean, he'd gone home sooner by a team that was crippled in Golden State. So I don't know. I just don't. Like, you start talking about championship caliber. I mean, those are typically, I mean, superstar players, yes, great identity, great chemistry, great culture. You know,
I just think
who's going to, like, right now, Ron, who's going to be your number two guy on this team with the Rockets?
I would say Şengün.
I think that's where I would go right now too.
Şengün, and then Amen Thompson.
At some point, Amen Thompson, right?
But he doesn't have pressure to have, like, right now coming into it. I bet you Amen Thompson was thinking, I got pressure to really pick up my game to score. Like, I've got to, you know, we can't go through situations where I've got to score more. And certainly he can still do that, but now he don't have that pressure, man. He gets to really be the best of himself, and you can kind of bring his offensive game along in the way that it needs to go. I'll just say something you have said, and I think is not talked about enough. You said this leading into it. When we looked at the Giannis, we looked at the KD, we looked at, you know, all the potential guys that it could be, and that is, the Rockets don't – I know it will take some – KD even said it at the Fanatics deal yesterday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Take some time with these things. But even with them, right, they're not having to change like an overhaul of what they're doing. He really kind of fits. And KD's game allows him to fit in a lot of different places, everywhere he could fit. Right, but he fits right there to where they don't have to. I think you said this, and we agreed. If Giannis comes in, you probably have to change a lot of how you go about doing things. You're probably a different team. Now, I think he just slides in, and you can still be the defensive team and all those things around.
Well, if you ask everybody that you have right now, just do what you did last year, and you add KD to the mix, a guy that can go get a bucket, a guy that improves your shooting drastically, a guy that helps you definitely in critical moments with his length on the defensive end of the floor, you're a significantly better team. I think it's just a different approach. Obviously, you get Giannis, you're changing a lot about your organization. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying you're changing a lot about your organization. I think KD comes in and is a plug and play, just like, hey, everybody else keep doing what you're doing, and now here's a little bit of shooting. Right now, here's some serious elite scoring. Right here's some of that length that you add to Jabari Smith and company. All of a sudden, you've got some mismatches there on the defensive end of the floor. I don't know. I like the KD move for the Rockets. I think it's a really good fit.
5 o'clock fire.
Into center field, coming on Myers, and he makes the catch. Astros prevail 8-7. A line drive rope off the bat of Mike Trout, caught for the final out of the game, and the Astros have a winning road trip, taking 4 out of 7 on this trip to Sacramento and Anaheim. And Blummer, that's now by the skin of their teeth, 9 straight series without losing any of those 9.
All right, there it is. That's how you get on a roll. That's how you get yourself 5 games up in the division after being down. You just keep either winning or, in their case, as they kind of split there with the A's, not losing series. 9 straight. That's how you get to a space where you make up ground like the Astros have. And, Clint, they take 2 of 3 there, as you heard Josh Hader get Mike Trout out to end in another tight game that came down to it at the end, 8-7 for the Astros. And the Astros now are going to return to Houston with an MLB best 14-6 record in the month of June. And obviously they're going to turn it around and face the A's and the Angels before that, you know, teams that were kind of struggling here. Now they're going to face 2 red hot teams. But Clint, where they are over the weekend, over this road trip with 2 division teams, the Angels and the A's, they are really continuing to hold it together despite, you know, not having all their guys and not having all their guys probably performing to the level that they would hope some of them were.
How are the Astros doing? Who would have thought sitting here late June, early July, and the season hinges on guys like Yordan Alvarez coming back and being himself, and Spencer Arrighetti and Lance McCullers coming back and being, you know, something similar to what we've seen them be in the past. Who would have thought that the, like, literal, like, World Series type, ALCS type, serious consideration type run would depend on whether Christian Walker can continue to get better and swing it better, swing it more consistently, and be a force at first base. I don't know, man. Ron, Tyler, I don't know where you're at on this deal, but for me with the Astros, I didn't think we'd ever be here. I think we'd be sitting here right now talking about, well, Fromber's pitching well, Hunter's coming along, Jordan's ripping the cover off the ball. Altuve's obviously got tread left on the tire. But, boy,
they really got to make a move at the deadline.
Who's going to help these guys they're going to really be a contender? And really, it's a 180. We're doing the opposite, right? I mean, you could Hunter Brown, obviously, and Fromber are great. But, you want to talk about cavalry's on the way, man. The cavalry's coming. I mean, if these young guys, the Jake Myers, Jeremy Pena, even Dubon and company, Paredes, when he's in there, Cam Smith now, if these guys continue to swing it well, man, and literally all of a sudden one of the top four or five teams in all of baseball gets Jordan back and some starting arms back, boy, look out.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a run here. Now, Clint, if we're honest, now this next six-game stretch they have, is going to be a really, really big stretch, right? They're coming back home, but they're going to face the red-hot Philadelphia Phillies who are in first place in the NL East, and they're battling with the Mets. They've been coming on here strong here lately. And then following that with the return of Kyle Tucker, the Chicago Cubs, they come back. They're in first place. Both of those teams, and the Astros obviously have a really good record. Both of those teams have a better record than the Astros right now. So they've got a six-game stretch against the Phillies and the Cubs out of the National League, two teams that are rolling really well, just like the Astros.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.